You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You know what? I am so excited, Annie. We have live on the phone from the UK, Gabrielle Applin. Now, she's been away when it comes to music for the last couple of years, and she's just released her third album called Dear Happy, and it is a banger. Gabrielle, thank you for joining the Annie and Ando show.
Hey.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, oh, very well. It's so good.
You're so English. I love it.
Good.
Most people from the UK are.
Yes. Well, thank you for joining us. This new album is really intriguing because the artwork for it is absolutely stunning. Tell me about what you did with the shoot.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's just a picture of me on a chair.
Oh.
By my friend Louis.
That's a very Australian thing to talk yourself down.
I spent a really long time collaging on top of the photo, and I had made an image to go with each track on the album that I kind of put on the cover. It took me ages. I'm so glad it's done.
It's gorgeous. But,
I'm not very good at like computers, so I had to do it all with my hands.
Oh, really? That's incredible.
Wow. And it's got an Asian influence because this record is very heavily influenced by your time in Japan.
Yeah, and there's one song on the album called Kintsugi that was really inspired by I spent a lot of time in Japan, really luckily. But yeah, I've spent so much time there. It definitely had seeped into that song, my experiences. But so many travels. As well, I've been really lucky to travel to make this album as well. So there's a lot in there.
You mentioned Kintsugi. Can I get you to explain what that word means? Because I think that song and the meaning behind it is absolutely stunning.
So Kintsugi is, kin means like gold or money. And then sugi is like to repair. Yep. Or to join. And so it's just, it basically means golden hair, but in Japan there is this kind of, I don't know if you would call it philosophy, I guess so, where you would, if something breaks, you would glue it back, especially ceramics, you wouldn't buy a new one. You know, they're quite, you would hand them down through generations, and you would glue it back together. With gold or other shiny kind of glues. And then everything that is broken has these unique cracks that are part of its journey.
And some of the things you've said kind of reference perhaps maybe anxiety, insecurities. Do you talk about mental illness directly on the album?
I wouldn't say it's direct. It's more about my interactions with happiness, and basically all the songs are how we are me trying to work out what happiness is and what it isn't, its presence, the lack of happiness, where it goes, where it comes from, who is it, if it's a person, what would you say. It's more about I don't direct any mental illness as such, but I definitely talk about how life just makes us feel, and how we are differently as human beings as well. You know, it's like it's so many different situations that could affect a different person differently. Yeah. You know, just depending on how they are and their chemical makeup, I guess. I don't know. I just love people and brains. There's a lot of brains.
You're interesting.
I try to work out brains.
And you're very passionate about.
But yeah, I don't know.
You're very passionate about a lot of different causes, including animal rights and veganism. Mm. And you've got this show that Ando told me about called
Food with Friends.
Have you seen any of it?
Yeah. Isn't the latest one In Your Own Kitchen or something? Like you've instead of having to run off to studios and stuff.
Yeah, the latest series was in my kitchen. Well, instead of having to go out to London, I just get bothered.
It's like, come to me.
I filmed it in my kitchen. And
what did you cook?
My friends around. It was really nice. We did in my kitchen. My favorite thing we did in my kitchen was the fruit salad. My favorite.
Oh, fruit salad, delicious. We do have a segment on our show where I present weird and wacky foods from around the world. What do you think? What's the weirdest thing you've ever had?
like weirdest thing I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
Well, in terms of like vegan stuff, nothing's that weird. You kind of just eat whatever you can get, really. Before I was vegan, I ate jellyfish.
Jellyfish?
Odd.
Dead or yeah. alive?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a different kind of video online.
Oh, that was that woman that got that ate the jellyfish.
I definitely was up for trying everything before I became vegan. I tried lots of stuff.
Yeah, you've lived a very full life. Do you mind me asking how old you are?
I'm 27.
27? Oh, my goodness. You've achieved so much. This is fantastic. And you're going embarking on a world tour as well. You're going all over the place. You've got all over London and you're headlining across. Are you coming to Australia anytime soon?
I hope so. So I haven't got anything announced yet, but it's on my list. It's very high on my list.
Oh, great.
I haven't been back for a long time, but I remember coming and doing a few tours and being able to do all the cool stuff that I haven't even been able to do in the UK.
Yep.
Lots of cool radio and TV stuff that I wouldn't even do here, you know. So I hope to come back really, really soon.
Hey, Gabrielle, I just want to go back
it's
a little
really
bit.
It's really expensive.
Your marketing campaign on Insta for the album release used a really unique process in terms of tarot cards and sort of the tease out to them to your listeners. Can you talk about a bit about that for us?
Yeah. Well, I love tarot. I really love it. And, you know, I don't know how to read tarot traditionally, but I like to get my cards read and I have a few cards as well. And even just as a writer or just as a human, they really provide a perspective that I probably wouldn't have come to, you know, and I really enjoy using them. And I wanted to, like I said earlier, make a piece of artwork or imagery that went with every single song and wasn't just, you know, everything related to the song. They were thought of images as opposed to like I wasn't just sticking images to songs, you know, I was planning them. And I just wanted them to be in just every kind of format. I didn't want them to just be digital or just be physical. And I was trying to think of ways in which to, and just how to format them. And, you know, I decided to do tarot cards.
Yeah, cool.
So I've got them all online and stuff. And they're on like my streaming platform. There's like my canvases, but I've also, I've got packs of tarot cards.
Yeah, I've been told that really you should
nice.
Only
it's
ask.
So cool to see them in real life.
Ask one question a day so that you don't stuff up your life because you become too reliant on knowing your fortune every single day. And you have to treat them very kindly as well. You've got to wrap up your cards to make sure that they are in a safe space.
Oh, yeah. I don't like to let people touch loads of them.
Yeah, tarot facts. Full of it.
Yeah.
In terms of the album, do you have a favourite song?
Oh, it changes all the time. I think, especially when I start touring and I see the songs in a different context, and like how fans react to them as well, I'm sure it'll change. But at the moment, I really love Dear Happy, the title track.
That's your fave, Ando.
It
You've
sure
been
is.
Raving about it.
Now, in terms of tour, where are you kicking off your tour? Where are you off to first? Glasgow, is it?
Oh, yeah, we're starting up north.
Up north, lovely.
In Glasgow, I love Glasgow. Have you guys been?
It's on my list.
Well, I've been to Scotland, not Glasgow. Yeah, heard it's a nice uni city as well, lots of students.
It's a great city. Yeah, it's really cool.
Hey, so you no confirmed dates for when you're coming to Australia, but please, when you are in Melbourne or anywhere in Oz, we'd love to catch up with you and have you in the studio and get you behind the mic actually singing for us.
Yeah, I can't wait to be back.
It'll be really special.
I would love that.
So thank you so much, Gabrielle. We wish you all the best success on your upcoming tour. And again, remember we're here in Australia really loving the music that you're doing over there. And thank you so much for joining the Annie and Ando show this morning.
Thank you. All the best.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Cheers.
You take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.